Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Bob Sosi. And Bob, the Patriots lock up the division with a big win over the Miami Dolphins, seeking revenge, whether they meant to or not, right here at Gillette Stadium. Huge implications for this game.
No question, Jackie. One-point game at halftime. Patriots shut out the Dolphins 27-0 in the second half en route to their sixth straight division title, their 12th since 2000, which means Bill Belichick now with 12 division titles, passes Don Shula in sole possession for the all-time record post-merger. Tom Brady adds to his record for most division titles by a quarterback, of course, and the Patriots, meanwhile, maintain their lock on the first seed right now with 2 weeks to go over Denver.
And sort of a tale of two games, you know, offensively, Rob Gronkowski kind of took him a little while to get involved until the second half. Your thoughts on the offense?
Huge turning point offensively. The Pats, as mentioned, scored the 14 points in the first half, but one on a blocked field goal return by Kyle Arrington, and the other touchdown was set up by Daron Harmon, long interception return. So the offense really struggled through the first half, but then Brady hit a 34-yarder to Gronk, his 300th career catch, past the 1,000-yard mark for the season. That got the Pats going after he was shut out in the first half. Of course, he would later have a touchdown catch.
And then you look defensively. I mean, pretty much everyone made a play on defense, but important to note, though, the return of Chandler Jones, also Dante Hightower, and how instrumental that was in the entire defense. I mean, Darrell Rivas said that it really helps them out so much in the secondary when they have those guys up there.
No doubt about it. Chandler Jones used in different ways today. Again, getting to the quarterback with a sack and a forced fumble late in the contest. Dante Hightower playing extremely well, back on the field after his right shoulder injury a couple of weeks ago against Green Bay, which kept him out of San Diego. Jamie Collins, another terrific day. Patrick Chung mentioned the Harmon interception. Logan Ryan, I thought, did a great job in the second half because Malcolm Butler had a problem in the first half trying to cover Mike Wallace. Reva shut down Wallace in the second half,
absolutely,
by the way. Overall, great performance by the defense. They have not allowed a touchdown in the second half of their last four games.
And I think Rob Ninkovich really, I mean, him and Jamie Collins, I think, are the unsung heroes of that defense. What they do that a lot of people maybe don't see is huge. So now they will look ahead to the New York Jets that they will have on the road, their last road game of the regular season, and then it'll be Buffalo right here at home. So we're closing out here the regular season.
No doubt about it, Jackie. You mentioned Ninkovich, by the way, 8 sacks this season, 3 straight years with 8 sacks. Last Patriot to do so, Hall of Famer Andre Tippett. And Steven Gostkowski today became the all-time leading scorer in franchise history.
That's right. And Chandler Jones will tell you about those stats. He talked to us about those in the locker room. All right, that'll do it for Bob and myself from Gillette Stadium. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.